Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, Whoopi Goldberg. Sigh. Again. This week, when Mississippi news anchor Barbie Bassett, a white uterus-having person, was taken off the air for using a racial euphemism coined by the Earl of Long Beach, Sir Snoop Dogg, Whoopi made the terrible mistake of defending her. Listen, one of the most central dictums of our faith is that no member of the congregation shall ever, ever, ever question or dispute the decision to cancel anyone for shizzle. Second, and honestly, this is much, much worse, Whoopi started complaining that it's too difficult to keep up with all the words she isn't supposed to say, even going so far as to demand a comprehensive list be published for her reference.
Y'all need to make a book of stuff that no one can say. There has to be a book of stuff nobody could ever say. Ever, ever, ever. Include everything. Because I tell you, the things that change, you can say this, but you can't say that. But next week you might not be able to say this. It's hard to keep up.
Oh, dear. What Whoopi is forgetting here is that our whole project depends on what 7th-level woke-alite Sylvia Fleffner said in her famous autobiography Feminist Deconstructing Feminism and Other Inedible Nonsense, and I quote, "The list of forbidden terms must always be expanding and changing so that a speaker may never truly know whether her speech is safe. Only in this way can the fear of being canceled serve to fully discourage original thought," end quote. But this heresy from Whoopi is really much more dangerous than it might at first seem. In asking for a clear list that does not change, and fairness in its enforcement, she's really articulating that absurd concept conservatives go on and on about, the so-called rule of law. But we are not ruled by a clear set of principles. We are ruled by emotion and our collective allergy to even the faintest aroma of offensiveness. There will be no book, and there will be no certainty. There will only ever be the violently ephemeral tastes of the present and the unquestionable obedience to the verdicts of subjective opinion issued in the heat of the moment. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, digital blackface. That sad, sordid practice in which white people post memes featuring African-American imagery, slang, catchphrases, or culture to express comic relief or emotions. Common examples are Tyra Banks rooting for you, Michael Jordan crying, or Dear Miss Sweet Brown after escaping her apartment fire.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
These racialized reactions are the modern version of minstrel shows because white people use them to put on the black voice and simultaneously mock the black speakers in the meme, thus both culturally appropriating the symbol and ridiculing the people group from whence it came. As Lauren Michelle Jackson, a cultural critic writing for the academically rigorous and culturally esteemed publication Teen Vogue, says, "This digital blackface portrays black people as a walking hyperbole for being overly sassy, happy, ghetto, or loud, and it reduces black people to caricatures when whites circulate these memes." As we all know, even though these are all real examples of actual black people doing and saying, well, actual things, that's not the point. White people must never be allowed to refer to or embrace anything from black culture that might in any way be taken to represent their acceptance of blackness. They must simultaneously accept that black people are different from them, but they must never do anything that brings attention to these differences that are both totally fundamental and yet completely inappropriate to describe. White people must not quote black people, except with reverence. They must not post pictures of black people, except in solemnity. And they most certainly must not adopt the speech and mannerisms and flamboyant expressions of black citizens. The Obama standard for poise and normalcy must be enforced for shizzle. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, Guy Pearce, who exposed his own transphobia this week when he posed the question on Twitter, if the only people allowed to play trans characters are trans folk, then are we also suggesting the only people trans folk can play are trans characters? Surely that will limit your career as an actor. Isn't the point of an actor to be able to play anyone outside your own world? Oh, Gaia. Now, obviously, the first problem here is that a straight, white, cisgender, prostate-haver like Pierce is daring to question the holy judgment of the Rainbow Army. If we say only trans actors can play trans characters, then that's all there is to it. It's a certified part of the canon of Rainbow Oxy. But there is a deeper flaw here in Pierce seeming to think that logic is our guiding philosophy. As the victims of systemic oppression, people assigned as uterus having at birth but identifying as testes having as adults are entitled to say anything they want, regardless of how irrational or logically incoherent it is. That's what it means to fight against privilege. Logic is just another tool of the patriarchy. Thus, vulva-owning actresses can portray men, like on Saturday Night Live, black people can portray white characters, such as Little Mermaid or The X-Files, and, to overcome the systemic transphobia of Hollywood, cis actors can only be allowed to play cis roles, but trans actors, actresses, and act-otherin can play anything they want. Thus, men are able to transition into actually becoming women, but men are not able to simply portray women. Becoming a different gender? Yes. Pretending to become a different gender? No way. It's so obvious, the rules are clear. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!